You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The West Coast Art Gallery, which is located in Piha, showcasing talented artists from all along the west coast of Auckland. Recently, the people of Piha have been dealing with the intense effect that Cyclone Gabrielle had, many without homes and out of the or away out of their area. Today I spoke to Danny Donald, coordinator and curator at the West Coast Art Gallery, about the journey of the gallery, the artists that have been featured over the years, as well as the very special of community of Piha that has pulled together through these rough times.
I am the coordinator and curator of the West Coast Art Gallery in Piha.
Do you like to talk a little bit about the exhibitions and local artists that you featured there?
In 2000, when the new fire station was being built at Piha, a group of local artists saw the possibility of the old volunteer fire station becoming an art centre for the local and wider community. An arts trust was formed to promote and encourage enjoyment of the participation in arts in all its forms. We have West Auckland artists exhibiting in the gallery, and every month we hold a new exhibition, so it's forever changing and it's a dynamic community arts venue which supports over 200 artists who reside in the west coast of Auckland.
It's such a beautiful place. I really love it there.
Magic place, yeah.
Would you like to talk a little bit about what this place has done for the community?
Sure. So it's a dynamic arts venue, which is fantastic for the local community, the economy out west, and because we promote art in all its forms. And it's quite unique because it is a venue just for West Auckland artists.
It's really good at displaying, you know, what's going on in the West Coast as well.
Absolutely. A lot of our exhibitions, the artists are quite influenced by the area and the dynamic landscape.
Yeah, and it's always changing out there.
Always. And of course, as you know, with the local cyclone,
you obviously got extremely badly affected by the cyclone.
We did.
Yeah, so, I mean, the roads are currently blocked.
They're blocked and they're only open to locals because of these massive slips, and a lot of people lost their homes. The gallery itself flooded, so it was filled with silt, and we sustained damage to our walls, our kitchens, display areas, some artworks. So, unfortunately, just at this present time, we are closed until the roads reopen.
That must be so difficult.
It's really hard. It's hard on us as a business. It's hard on the community. And a lot of people have left Piha because they've lost their homes. They can't commute. It's incredibly sad, actually.
Do you think that West Auckland has a specific art culture to it? I mean, you notice that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of artists living out west. There's a lot of people in the film industry living out here. There's a lot of people who create art and live off their work full time. There's dancers, there's writers, there's lots of different people, and definitely to be out here amongst the Waitakere Rangers is quite magical and quite inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, you've got that beautiful culture of pottery in Te Rangi too.
Absolutely, and actually one of our art exhibitions we held last year was by ceramic artist Shimon Lee. Now, sadly, Sungsul Shim, he passed away in 2020, and so last year we held a memorial exhibition of their work, and their artwork reflects their collaborative creativity, and it represents ceramic legacy, of which will live in the hearts of New Zealanders forever. They were influenced by historical forms and techniques of the 10th and 15th century Korean pottery, because that's where they are from. So Shim created the pieces by hand or on a wheel, and then Lee, she decorated the exterior surfaces using a traditional Korean method of freehand carving and engraving, and then they painted and laid these with glazes of vibrant contemporary colours. They've won many, many awards internationally and nationally, and including the Premier Award at the Portage Pottery Awards, which is one of New Zealand's most prestigious prizes. So we are incredibly honoured to have such high calibre artists within our gallery.
So are there any other standout exhibitions you've had over the years? Because you've been there for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there for a long, long time now. Definitely another one would be a local artist, Zeke Wolf, who actually currently has an exhibition on, which is now on hold because of the road closures due to the cyclone. But he's lived in Piha for many, many years and is incredibly well known, starting out with his ceramics, which he had done for 30-odd years from its beginning in domestic ware, which has evolved to purely decorative with emphasis on techniques and that enhance design and colour. He wanted to explore his long-lasting interest in painting, and this gave scope for imaginary landscapes influenced by artists such as Rousseau and Dali. He's very much into environmental issues like the loss of habitat and native bird species that are becoming critically endangered. And this is what he paints. And the current exhibition, The Unaccountable Sky, is absolutely incredible. There's about 22 paintings, and you walk in and you're just blown away by his imagination. They're incredible. And I highly, highly recommend people come and see this exhibition when we do reopen.
Yeah, he's a fantastic artist. It's that blend of great technique and fantastic imagination.
Absolutely, just a master of his art.
Can you think of any others that were extra special?
Absolutely. We're really honoured to have this artist come into our fold called Sefton Rani. He is getting incredibly well known in the New Zealand art world. He lives out at Piha, his studio is out at Piha, and he is a full-time artist. He's from Cook Island heritage, and his work enables him to explore his Pacificness. He refers to completed works as like urban tapa. He uses solidified paint skins, which he builds up about 40 layers of this paint, which are formed on glass or plastic or objects. And then once they are dried, he peels them off and they become a sculptural form, which either float on the wall as an object, or he collages them onto different surfaces. And his work, I mean, it's just incredible. He is one of my favourite artists of all time, actually. Yeah, we're very lucky to have him. Oh, it's incredible, yeah.
Yeah, no, we are so lucky to have that Pacific influence, I think.
Oh, totally. They've got a gift, and we're lucky to have him. In his work, he uses found objects like konamu dust or charcoal or rust, and he says that they enable him to paint time and allow the historical journey of the media to enhance the visual value of each piece created, because it's like a history and a journey of both materials and the migrant Pacific people whose artistic tradition strongly influences work. So, yeah, he's incredible, and, yeah, I think one to watch.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, like regarding the gallery and the wider community of Piha?
Yeah, I mean, the gallery itself, it's become a much-loved and local icon of the west coast of Auckland, and we attract over 16,000 visitors a year. We promote it as a destination of tourism. We promote practice of arts in all forms, from performance, literature, poetry, drama, music, dance, film, the study of arts. And we're just so incredibly lucky to have this beautiful little gallery right here in Piha, and it's just a magical place for people to visit.
It really is. I mean, it always blows my mind just what a special art gallery it is.
It used to be the old fire station, and look at it now. 23 years it's been running gallery, and it's thriving. We've had COVID thrown in, we've had cyclones thrown in, yet we continue to thrive and be loved by all. It's amazing.
I'm sure people will be really excited for its reopening.
Oh, people can't wait. I get messages all the time, every day, you know, people just wanting us back. And I want it too. I miss our customers. I miss seeing people and our artists and people visiting us and enjoying the art. I miss it.
I had an interview a little earlier, about 2 weeks ago, about communities coming together with the disasters we've had. Yeah. And I think Piha's a really strong case for that.
Oh, it's an incredible community. Absolutely incredible. After the cyclone, the days after it, we couldn't get out of our street. We were flooded and it was over our head, yet people found a way to come together and help each other where we could and support and, just be there for each other. It's the most magical community, and I feel so lucky to live here.
If people want to go and visit the gallery when it reopens, where is it?
Yes, okay. So it's 21 Seaview Road in Piha. So basically, you drive down the hill into Piha, and as soon as you get to the bottom of the hill, on the right you will see the fire station, and the gallery is right next door to it. And you'll often see our beautiful handmade flags flying. You can't miss them.
And do you have a website or a phone number?
We do. It's www.westcoastgallery.co.nz. We're on social media at West Coast Gallery NZ for Instagram. We're on Facebook, West Coast Gallery. Our phone number, it's 09-8128-029.
That was Danny Donald from the West Coast Art Gallery talking to me about the gallery and the wider community of Piha. Keep your eyes out for updates on how you can support the gallery as well as the West Coast as they begin to clean up from Cyclone Gabriel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.